This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 54.
This is Intentional Connection 13 Cafe Today.
This is where you get to talk about the best parts of yesterday.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life. See the good days in it. Just live. Live life. See the good days. See the good days.
Life as a couple is a remarkable story, an adventure that only you can create.
We exist to help you grow your unique connection.
So in this Just Live podcast episode number
54,
Dan's our numbers man, we are talking about cafe today. And this is an opportunity to go to the cafe or anywhere, but to talk about the highlights or the best parts of yesterday.
Now, before we get to yesterday, let's talk about today. We just ordered a couple chai latte with ice, very, very good, and a cream cheese brownie, and it's really, really good. If we need to go to the cafe, you don't want to eat a lot, but you want to have that moment.
Morsel of goodness.
This is definitely, so good.
So good and so wonderful. So, why is it important to talk about things that happened yesterday, to recap? Okay, we lived yesterday and we're into today, but why is it so important to recap or to highlight yesterday? Or it could be low lights too, right?
I think we're running so fast today. We're running into the future. We're running into what's next. That we don't take time to look back and think, what was amazing about what just took place in my life? And so this date, this time together with you and your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife,
even just
or
your
friend,
great friend that you're like spending intentional time with.
It's a pause button to yep. say, right now, we're having some good things yep. together, but we're talking about yesterday. What was a really good thing that took place yesterday? It's to stop enough to say, that was good. So we're going to take a little bit of time here and go back in time to yesterday. And find out the goodness, the blessing, the yes moments
yep.
of that.
And I think as we go into it, we're talking about intentional connections. And that's something that we're trying to do. We're intentionally coming together. We're at a cafe. This is Wednesday night. It's our date night. Today we have been teaching watercolor two times. And we're on the other side of the city. And so since we're out, we pick up the things that we need for shopping. And then we always have a date night. And after this podcast, we're going to also be going through the questions, a check-in of how things were yesterday
right.
and or this week. And that's also a really important thing. Besides recapping yesterday, we always recap the week. And we ask a series of a lot of questions, actually, to check in and to hear the heart. Even though we spend a lot of time together, we might know what we did. It's not as much about what we did as how we did.
If you don't take time to evaluate the past, mistakes are going to be remade in the future. But if you take time to go back and see also what was good, then those things are also going to repeat. So Susie, what was so amazing about yesterday?
Yeah, well, when I think about examining the past, we love to use the WIN evaluation, and it's an acronym, WIN. And WIN is what went well, I is what could improve, and N is next time. So you learn from yesterday and you take it forward. And I think
sounds like a win.
We could apply for that. We
sure.
could apply it. Okay, so what went well? Yesterday was our monthly community mastermind with our Seasons of Life couples. Now, this is a new program that we started at the time of this recording in the beginning of January. So we're over halfway into it with some of our couples, and we've had a few new ones join just recently. So once a month on the second Tuesday of every month, we have three sessions where we come together. Three sessions, why? Because we're in so many time zones. And so we do it three times. And
Our role is that we're mentors and coaches, but really, we're just part of the group.
We're facilitating group learning
and helping each other grow.
Yeah, so yesterday, some of the topics that came up were actually amazing. What was it? The first set of them. I'm trying to remember. I've got the second
rest,
ones.
Rest
quite
was
clearly.
One of them. How do we rest? How do we take a vacation well?
And how do we go into our third space together as a couple intentionally?
Me, you,
and then
the third space. It's the we space. Yeah.
And then later on, we had a couple more issues. One was, how do we get over hurts, even though they've been forgiven, but we still feel the emotional bits of it?
And how do we agree and disagree at the same time?
Yeah, those already took us into very deep, authentic spaces. We were able to share many of the stories of our experiences, what we're currently learning, what we've also learned in the past.
So let me go back to the question.
Yeah.
What went well yesterday for you?
Yeah, I think it went well that we were in that space with the couples. It's become one of our very favorite things that we do, is journeying long-term with amazing couples who are trying to intentionally grow their unique connections together, and we got to do that. So for me, it was a safe place, and it was an authentic place for all of the couples to be able to actually ask deep questions, and for the other couples to share their experiences or their add-in questions. And I think it was really vulnerable, it was really deep, and it took us to real places that made a difference in my life, yeah. And I think in the other couples' lives as well. What about you?
You know what well for me was, I was able to speak life into individuals as well as couples that were a part of Seasons of Life. There is some, when Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, I actually take literally that's why we come into any situation. I have come into this time with you on video
on
listening to the podcast that you may have life. And yesterday the win was, over and over again, I could speak life into people. And that's what it's about. We've been called to live fully alive. And yesterday I helped people do that, and they helped me.
I think one of the comments at the end of our day that came out really was a wrap. And it was, it is such an honor to be with a group of couples who are really being real and authentic with the things that are real past experiences and hardship. It's such an honor. And I had to ditto that and say, yes, I'd like to add on and say, and it is such an honor for us to also be on journey with each and every one of you. And so I think that was a huge win to know that what God put in our heart to even open up this new program for couples called Seasons of Life, but also that the couples that are currently in it are finding the safety to be able to share real things with each other, with us, and that we get to be on journey with them. It's such an honor to be in that intimate space, that into me space with each
intimacy
into me see. I love that as a definition for intimacy.
In the WIN evaluation, W-I-N, the N actually means what could improve. And I've been thinking about this about yesterday. What
the
could eye, improve?
Right?
The I.
Yeah.
It actually, for me, there's 12 couples journeying with us for a year, and it could be improved by doubling that.
We have capacity for more. Yep.
I just think there are so many couples that need mentoring, that need a place to learn together,
to process,
a place to be honest and vulnerable, but also a place to give.
Yeah.
We have people who've been married 9 months. We have people who've been married 20 years, and we connect together.
In different ways, yeah.
I think the improvement would be some more people, couples that would join in to help me, but also to grow themselves. We're all about helping people grow their unique connection. Every single person is unique. And then when people get together, get married, there is that connection of uniquenesses. And I love journeying that, mentoring that, learning that together.
And next time, well, next time is August, and we're going to do it again next month. And so the next time is something very much that we're looking forward to. Tuesday, especially the second Tuesday of every month, is one of our favorite days. We gear up for it. We're ready. before anything, and anything happens. And at the end of the day, when we take our evening walk, it was like, what? That was the most amazing day we got to live. So may you live fully alive.
As you love yourself, your world, and your God. My name's Dan.
My name is Susie. Together we are Doozy.
Live fully.
And love fully. Take a check back to how was your yesterday with your person, and process it together using the WIN evaluation. What went well? How can you improve it next time?
If I were to give it a number, it was a 9 out of 10. Yesterday was definitely a 9 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for me, for sure.
Ooh, so
it was so good.
See you next week on the podcast.
Okay, bye.